About 50 refugees from Ethiopia cried out to urge Washington to stop government-backed violence in their African homeland.
We are protesting for the Oromo students who are currently being killed and dying at this moment as we're speaking right now in Ethiopia. The Ethiopian government is displacing Oromo farmers, and the Oromo students from middle school to university are coming out and protesting for peace. So when they did this, the Ethiopian government decided to put the armed force on the street and start killing children.
Habiba Baru came to Syracuse 15 years ago to escape similar attacks. She explains the Oromo people are being pushed out of their farmlands to expand the country's capital of Addis Ababa. Jamal Abdullahi has lived here 32 years and, as a citizen, wants his voice heard.
United States, a superpower, who's also, we are the citizen of this country. I have four children who born here. We are American citizens who struggle every day. We pay taxes. United States government, they should stop that killing. The Ethiopian government don't hesitate to shoot.
The group marched through Syracuse to Congressmember John Katko's office to seek help in stopping violence they feel is being obscured by events in other areas of the world.
We are hoping Mr. Katko can reach out to the president or the State Department. The Ethiopian government is banning any media that's coming in. So that's why we're hoping that the U.S. government can reach out to the Ethiopian government and stop this killing.
Other countries are taking notice. The European Union has a meeting Monday to address Ethiopian violence. Chris Bolt, WAER News.